The brig put to sea, as I had supposed, in about an hour after he had left the watch. This was on the 20th of June. It will be remembered that I had then been in the hold for 3 days, and during this period there was so constant a bustle on board and so much running to and fro, especially in the cabin and staterooms, that he had had no chance of visiting me without the risk of having the secret of the trap discovered. When at length he did come, I had assured him that I was doing as well as possible, and therefore for the 2 next days he felt but little uneasiness on my account, still, however, watching an opportunity of going down. It was not until the 4th day that he found one. Several times during this interval he had made up his mind to let his father know of the adventure and have me come up at once, but we were still within reaching distance of Nantucket, and it was doubtful from some expressions which had escaped Captain Barnard whether he would not immediately put back if he discovered me to be on board. Besides, upon thinking the matter over, Augustus, so he told me, could not imagine that I was in immediate want or that I would hesitate in such case to make myself heard at the trap. When, therefore, he considered everything, he concluded to let me stay until he could meet with an opportunity of visiting me unobserved. This, as I said before, did not occur until the 4th day after his bringing me the watch, and the 7th since I had first entered the hold. He then went down without taking with him any water or provisions, intending in the first place merely to call my attention and get me to come from the box to the trap, when he would go up to the stateroom and thence hand me down a supply. When he descended for this purpose, he found that I was asleep, for it seems that I was snoring very loudly. From all the calculations I can make on the subject, this must have been the slumber into which I fell just after my return from the trap with the watch, and which consequently must have lasted for more than 3 entire days and nights at the very least. Latterly, I have had reason both from my own experience and the assurance of others to be acquainted with the strong soporific effects of the stench arising from old fish oil when closely confined. And when I think of the condition of the hold in which I was imprisoned, and the long period during which the brig had been used as a whaling vessel, I am more inclined to wonder that I awoke at all after once falling asleep than that I should have slept uninterruptedly for the period specified above. Augustus called to me at first in a low voice and without closing the trap, but I made him no reply. He then shut the trap and spoke to me in a louder and finally in a very loud tone. Still I continued to snore. He was now at a loss what to do. It would take him some time to make his way through the lumber to my box, and in the meanwhile his absence would be noticed by Captain Barnard, who had occasion for his services every minute in arranging and copying.